All right, good morning, children. So this morning, I'm going to read a verse in the Bible. It's Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. It says, "Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall." So what that verse means is that if we start being proud and maybe thinking that we're better than other people, God will humble us. It says that in the verse, it says we will fall. That doesn't mean that we're going to trip and fall every time, but sometimes it might mean that. But sooner or later, God will do something that will humble us. Sometimes maybe it's fun to tell your friends stories about things that you did, and that's not always wrong. But like James was sharing, God knows the intentions of our heart. He knows why we're saying that story. And it can be easy to maybe start bragging about that, maybe saying a story like telling one of your friends how you smoked somebody in an arm wrestle or something for the boys. There's a lot of different ways we can brag about things. But if we're always saying stories like that and bragging about the things we can do, that's usually pride, and God does not like that. And it's usually not fun to be around people that are always bragging about themselves either. I'm going to read a story about a boy that he had a real problem with bragging about the things that he could do. This story is called Watch Me. Jerry was just 10 years old and a big lad for his age. He could knock a ball further than anyone else on his team, and he could work hard, too, when he wanted to, which wasn't very often. The pity was that Jerry knew he was strong and thought everybody else ought to know about it. He was forever calling attention to what he could do. He wanted people to look at him and praise him for everything he did. "Watch me hit this ball," he would say, or "watch me row this boat," or "watch me ride my bike." Even when he was going to sing, he would say, "Watch me hit that high note." It really became quite tiresome, for people don't like to watch boys who want to be watched. In fact, nobody likes the boy or the girl who is forever bragging about what he or she can do. Sooner or later, of course, something always happens to those who boast about themselves. And so it turned out with Jerry. He was at the seaside for a vacation. On bright, calm days, he was allowed to take a rowboat out on the sea all by himself, and how he did enjoy it. He could row, too. There was no doubt about that. He could make the oars go so fast that it was a job for anybody to keep up with him. But he spoiled it all by calling out over and over again, "Watch me, watch me." Then it happened. It was so funny you would have laughed if you could have seen it. There was another boy in a boat following Jerry who was fast overtaking him. Jerry saw him and tried to put on a burst of speed to keep in the lead, for he couldn't bear to have anyone get ahead of him. "Watch me beat him," he cried. Suddenly, Jerry's right oar slipped out of the oarlock. Instantly, he tipped over backward, landing on the bottom of the boat, with his feet stuck up in the air where his head should have been. Meanwhile, he let go of the oar, which fell into the water and was washed away. A moment or two later, Jerry picked himself up and began to look around. Then he found that he was away out on the sea with only one oar. What to do? He was a bright lad and determined not to be beaten. So he moved one of the oarlocks to the back of the boat, rested the one oar in it, and standing up, began using it as a propeller. The boat started moving forward, and in a few minutes, he was shouting to the people on shore again, "Watch me, everybody, watch me." But his luck was out for that day. Just as he gave the oar a mighty heave to make the boat go faster, the oar jumped out of the oarlock once more, and Jerry, losing his balance, fell headlong over the side into the sea. Everybody was watching him now, of course, just when he didn't want them to. Soon, boats were pulling toward him from all directions. A man fished him out of the water and brought him to land. Another rescued his boat, while somebody else set out to get his two oars for him. It was a sorry picture he made as he walked up the beach, water dripping from his hair, his shirt, his trousers, and oozing out of his shoes. "Watch me," cried a voice in the crowd. Jerry turned around, his eyes ablaze. But what could he say? What could he do? Everybody was laughing at him. He got the point all right, and never again did he say, "Watch me." So, just like that verse says, I'll read it again. It says, pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. So, just like that says, if we're trying to bring attention to ourselves and we're proud about things we can do, God will humble us. And it maybe doesn't always happen right away. A lot of times it can. But sooner or later, he will humble us. And it's usually not very fun when he does. It can make us feel pretty small. So yeah, just like in that story, you know, Jerry liked to brag about things he could do. He liked when everybody knew about those things. And it didn't end very well for him. So just remember that maybe the next time you're wanting to say a story to your friends, I mean, it's not wrong to do that, but maybe just think about it before you say it and make sure that you're not saying it because you're proud and you're just bragging about it. So I'll have a prayer and then you guys can go back to your seats. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for another day that you gave us. And thank you for each one of these children, Lord. I pray that they could learn from what I shared, Lord, and apply it to their lives. I pray that you would just bless the remainder of this day. In Jesus' name, amen.